Anita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. So I'm out for my morning walk with the dog, Mr. Milo Tyrone, and I wanted to have a podcast or talk to someone who can help me help you manage pain. Now, I'm not talking about your go-to pain medication or, you get a shot or whatever. I'm talking about someone who literally gets to the root of everything that's going on in your body as far as what the pain is coming from. I talked with Lynn Dudley. She is a wonderful, wonderful nurse practitioner, but she has started an organization, and I'm gonna let her tell you everything that, you know, she's about. But she takes the root causes of what's going on in your body, and she develops a program or develops something that will help you manage your pain. And I'm not talking about always pain medication, because she's not doing that. She's going to take you, spend about an hour, get blood work, discuss your lifestyles, all that good stuff, and come up with a plan that can probably get you off of pain medication. We love that, because yours truly, I can confess, ever since that fall, I've been experiencing pain and try my best not to take medication. Some days I have to, some days I don't. So I'm just being very honest with you. So sit back, relax, listen to the podcast, and, you know, like, love, share. Let your friends know that I'm over here trying to spread the word about getting older and loving life. Because guess what? Oh, my God. It starts now. Welcome back to the podcast. I have the pleasure of welcoming Lynn Dudley. Lynn has a functional medicine practitioner. Now, you probably don't even know what that means, or you might do. I'm probably the one who didn't know this. But when I was reading Lynn's story and I was talking with her, we were conversing via emails or whatever, and I found her so interesting because what she does helps us. So first, let's welcome Lynn to the podcast. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Juanita. Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us exactly, what is a functional medicine practitioner? What is that? And what do you do?
So I define functional medicine as somebody who really spends much more time trying to figure out why a person has the symptoms they have, rather than just Band-aid their symptoms with medications. I think that's the simplest way to explain it.
Wow.
How I do that, you know, we can get into a little bit more, but it's really about, to me, common sense. If someone walks into my office with a problem, the very first question I ask is, why is that happening to them?
Mm. So do you basically try to eliminate all types of, say for instance, okay, you know, I'm always inserting my story.
Of course.
So I come to you and I'm like, Lynn, my knee hurts. I have a serious knee issue. I know what it is. What is your suggestion on what steps I should take? Because a lot of people are over-medicating.
Oh, yeah.
I can say that. They're over-medicating. I mean, I don't want to put the name of the company, so I will not put that the name of this hospital. But you go in there and you go into where that prescription room is. It's like the track in there. It's so many people in there waiting for their prescriptions.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that person that rely on prescription medication. And I love the fact that your take on it, where you find the root of what's going on. So how do you go about doing that?
Yeah. So I don't want to be the person to give it to you either. So unfortunately, it's a system problem. You know, we're taught in school how to diagnose and treat a person's ailments. And we have about the normal practitioner, 5 to 7 mm-hmm. to 8 minutes to spend with that person, maybe. And the quickest way to fix somebody's quote unquote problem is to give them a prescription that in your case will take away the pain. So how fast can I take away your pain? I'm going to give you a pain medicine. Is that really solving your problem in the long run? No. You may walk out feeling somewhat better if your pain is ameliorated to some degree, but I don't feel like I'm doing you any favors as a practitioner to simply do that. So we, as functional medicine practitioners, have the luxury of spending more time with you. So my average appointment for a new patient is about an hour, hour and a half. My follow-up visits are 30 minutes. So my intake is soup to nuts. Questions you could probably not even imagine me asking you. Like, why is she asking me that? I'm here for knee pain. But I look at my role as a detective, right? So all the symptoms you come to me with are clues. So there may be knee pain. There may be, when did it start? How did it, what makes it better? What makes it worse? Do you have any other symptoms? What's your gut health like? You know, what's your energy level? How do you sleep? What's your diet like? So I'm, as a detective, trying to get all the clues possible to determine, why do you have knee pain? And then I use super cool tools I have in my toolbox, which is more, I would say, comprehensive or sophisticated or cutting edge testing tools that we use to dig even further. So I get the clues and then I pick which tool out of my toolbox I want to use to define that even further for you.
Now, see, I love that because you're a practitioner, and I've had my nurse practitioner on this show, and I will say this, she is so thorough in finding out things that, you know, you don't have time to tell your physician, because the physician, I mean, I'm not throwing any shade on the physicians, but you're literally in and out in 5 minutes. You got to say, okay, I got this.
Exactly. And what, and, you know, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. And you'll forget to tell them things. And then when you leave the office, you're like, oh my God, wait a minute. I forgot to tell her about this right here.
Yeah. It's a very dissatisfying interaction for most people. They leave feeling unheard or confused, or that their problems weren't addressed, or maybe I really don't want to take that medication. There has to be another answer. There has to be another way to approach this. And that's when people end up in my office.
Yeah, because everybody doesn't want to be dependent on pain medication. I mean, I'm sorry. I am one of those people. I mean, I know that it helps sometimes, but I literally have to be like literally limping in order for me to take something, because I don't want to be dependent on that. But I love your approach. So what are some of the common challenges you encounter when you're helping individuals to understand the connection between their symptoms and underlying causes?
Yeah. So this is interesting, because the challenges I used to have are not the challenges I have now. The challenge I have now is the internet, because now my biggest competitor is Google.
Hey, Google, how are you?
Yeah. My greatest competitor is becoming ChatGPT, because people are now able to go on the internet and ask, or Google search, or come up with something that may be completely not true or completely not scientifically valid. And so they come into me with already this preconceived notion of, hey, I read this on the internet. Somebody said that I da 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 da. So my challenge now is kind of dispelling some of what's out there and really, you know, regrounding the conversation in, all right, let's use science here. I'm still a scientist at heart. And we can test this theory out. You know, we don't have to just guess. We can actually use tools to prove this out, so that we're not reliant on what is most of the time very misleading things that people read on the internet.
Right, because that is the internet is the devil's minion. I mean, I'm sorry, you're literally typing. I mean, I typed something in one time like years ago, and I made myself sick
from the results that I saw, and they were so far-fetched that when I went and finally went to the doctor, they were like, "What did you get this right. from?" I said, "I went to the Google machine."
Yes.
But that is our fault that, I mean, it's so available.
Yeah.
And that we don't want, we're so afraid to go to a doctor's situation or office or practitioner to get the real answers to what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, bottom line is don't rely on TikTok for your healthcare information. It's going to steer you wrong.
So give me a life of, like, you know, I come in your office, I make an appointment, I sit down. What's some things like that you start taking into effect? Like you said you had a lot of tools in your toolbox.
Yeah.
So a lot of older people in my generation, my age group, we want instant gratification, mm-hmm. but I am willing to do the work or put in the work if it means that I know the root cause of what has happened.
Yeah, that's great. And that attitude will, you know, that's a wonderful wellness attitude to have. So I really start with kind of what I was saying earlier with the clues that someone's symptoms give me. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, especially with women, I find that about 95% of their problems falls into one of four categories. Either their gut health is not optimal, their hormones are out of balance, their metabolic health is not optimal, and by that I usually mean like blood sugar concerns, mm-hmm. or their nervous system is not cooperating. Their stress tolerance has changed over the years. So my initial workup for most people that walk in is, especially again with the female demographic, is understanding those four areas. And I have a combination of tools in my toolbox to figure that out. Blood work, mm-hmm. for sure, most people are familiar with. But maybe less familiar is saliva. Again, mm-hmm. a lot of information about your nervous system and your stress hormones from your saliva. And probably one of the most impactful tools that we now have that we didn't used to have is stool testing. So much fascinating
wow.
research about your gut microbiome and how that interacts and interacts with every other system in your body. When your gut health isn't right, not much else is going to be working very well. So between blood, saliva, and stool, that's kind of like my baseline, my starting point of the tools that I use. And from there, there may be other offshoots depending on the situation. In my office, we see a lot of infectious disease or autoimmune issues. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the complexity of the case. But I would say those four main areas, using blood, saliva, and stool, is where I start with most people.
Now, see, I love that because I've never heard of the saliva. I've heard of the stool, but I've never heard of the saliva test that can indicate a lot of things too, which is really important because people are not doing or not taking the next step to find out exactly what the root causes is. And I'm so glad that you have decided to become that person, that you are literally going inside of our bodies to see what is going on.
Exactly. And I wish, I hope, my dream is to have this type of knowledge like out there and more accessible mm-hmm. and affordable. And I think people are out there looking for it. They might not call it functional medicine, but they know exactly what you just said in the beginning. They know they don't want to spend the rest of their life on medication. And they really feel like there has to be another way to address their problem. And so my hope and my goal is that more people start to know that this type of practitioner exists out there and
right.
That type of help is available.
So now do you, you know, especially for women who are menopausal, is there a different approach for that? Because I know that's like a whole different, circus. Yes. Circus of clowns.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I'm sweating. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I have that.
Yeah.
How do you approach that?
So one of my most favorite things to do is work with a menopausal woman. First of all, because I've been through it, you know, going through it, like currently,
right,
you
right.
know, so I get empathy, I have, and spades. But then I know that I can help that woman really quickly. And not always with hormones, sometimes with hormones. But believe it or not, those four major categories of things that I just rattled off apply just as consistently to that menopausal woman. Because if your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system, if your stress tolerance is low, you're going to have more hot flashes. If your gut health is not optimal, your hormones are going to be more out of balance throughout your whole life, but especially through, you know, the menopausal transition. If your blood sugar is out of balance, either too high or too low, your menopausal transition is going to be harder and you're going to be more symptomatic. So even with those menopausal women, I still look at those big four things, but then I can also use the magic of bioidentical hormone replacement when appropriate in a scientifically validated manner in the safest way possible for women who need it. And honestly, it can be a life-changing thing for those women who just feel like they finally feel like themselves again. That's what I hear often, so often from that people going through hormone replacement is, oh my God, thank God. I just completely have lost my mind, lost myself, don't recognize anything about me anymore. And I finally feel like I got my mojo back. So that's really fun to work with women through that process.
Do you take a holistic approach on any of your practices?
100%. All the time.
Oh.
Yeah. All the time. So meaning, well, people may define that differently, but how I define holistic approach is the whole body's all connected. And all these things that we're talking about are interrelated. And I don't always need, even with the menopausal women, I don't always need hormones. We don't always automatically jump to hormones. A lot can be accomplished, like I said, through diet and lifestyle and looking at those other systems. So I consider myself to 100% of the time take a holistic approach to no matter what I'm doing.
Wow. And you said something important. You said diet.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realize this. And I kind of had that realization. And my practitioner was telling me, when I told her about, arthritis runs in my family. My mom had it really bad or whatever. But one of the things that she told me, she said, you probably need to lose some weight. And I said, a shade. Mm-hmm. But then she said, and I'm not saying you're fat. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm fat. But she said, it will get remove some of the stress from the limbs that you're suffering from. And she was absolutely right. I lost 40 something pounds.
Wow.
And it has.
Yeah.
It has made a big difference.
Absolutely. Weight is so in the, you know, everyone's talking about weight loss drugs, Ozempic, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, again, I take a similar approach to that topic. I do not think that all women should be on Ozempic.
No.
I think there is a place for that when appropriate, monitored carefully by somebody who knows what they're doing. But there's also a lot of downsides to that. And my approach to weight loss is exactly the same thing that I said at the beginning is, why does somebody have the weight challenge? Now, you may probably be thinking, well, sometimes it's obvious. You know, sometimes somebody's going to McDonald's every day. That's not what I'm talking about. My most common patient, again, in the female demographic, has weight challenges, usually starting in that perimenopausal time frame, you know, late 30s, early 40s, more all the way up to menopause and beyond. And that has some reasons for that. So weight loss obstacles include the hormone changes, absolutely. Food intolerances and sensitivities create inflammation in your body. Anytime your body's inflamed, your body's not going to want to release fat. It's going to want to store it. Your nervous system, anytime you are super stressed, you know, stress is a change of one of your hormones called cortisol, and that's a fat storage hormone as well. So when you're super stressed, you're going to want to store fat and not burn it. When your blood sugar is out of balance, if you're pre-diabetic or early insulin resistance, you're going to want to store fat and not burn it. So I look at all these factors about, all right, why can't my patient lose weight? She's doing everything right. She's following the, you know, calories in, calories out rule, or she's exercising 4 to 5 times a week. Why can't she lose weight? Well, then I put on my detective hat and I start exploring. Are any of these things getting in her way? What can we do to heal her body so that her body gets, in the status of wanting to easily burn fat again. So it's complicated. Weight is a complicated thing too.
You know, there was a, I guess I can call her a friend, and I won't throw her name out there, but she posted something the other day and she said, my stomach is taking a life of its own. It doesn't want to go down. It's actually getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know if I should go get it checked out. And I immediately say, you need to get that checked out.
Yeah.
Because if you're at a certain age, I mean, she's over 70, so you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, come on, sweetie. You're not pregnant. Yeah. So whatever it is something that you probably need to find out. Because if your stomach is getting bigger and you're not like eating a lot of food, that concerns me.
Sure. Absolutely. She should go to her doctor and get that checked out. You know, there's some scary reasons why that could be happening to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she should get that checked out. If it checks out and comes back fine, then my next question would center around insulin resistance and carb sensitivity, which happens the older we get. So we just can't tolerate the amount of carbs that we used to be able to tolerate. And again, whenever your blood sugar is not cooperating or if we're resistant to insulin, you're going to store fat specifically in your midsection. So if I can look at somebody and see where they're storing their fat, if they're storing it around the middle, they're probably insulin resistant. So she needs to get it checked out. Then she might also want to look at her diet and her carb intake.
What about you storing the fat in your thighs? Let me stop.
You know, it's interesting. The studies show that that's actually a less problematic, scary place to store it in terms of your health and longevity. The more worrisome fat is the visceral fat that we store around our organs. That has been more associated with heart health issues and metabolic disorders. Lower body fat, although we ladies don't like it, it's actually less problematic in terms of your health. And interestingly, there's a reason why we gain weight as we get over. You know, again, we don't like it. We're like, why is my body holding on to all this fat? Part of it is for survival and longevity. When you lose hormones, you know, after menopause, the decline in hormones is a signal to your body of aging. Duh, we know that. But one of the ways to survive longer biologically for us is to have a little energy reserve. And we can have that little energy reserve through holding on to a little more fat. And so there is a ingrained biological mechanism for us to store that fat after menopause. Again, we hate it, but it's healthier for you to store it in the lower half of your body, not around the midsection. And that really comes down to carbs and how you're processing them.
Yeah, I did hear that about, you know, if you have like weight gain, like really bad weight gain in your midsection, sometimes that can be something bad. I mean, I do know that I have friends who've had C-sections and the person who did it, they basically just sewed them up without being concerned about the muscle, whatever, and they could never lose weight. I know that. But when you get at a certain age, and you're telling me that your stomach is just taking a life of its own and it's gotten bigger and you've not like really eaten a lot of food. I told her I was concerned.
Yeah,
for
she needs to get that checked out.
She needs to call Lynn. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You need to call Lynn because Lynn's going to give us her information. But before I let Lynn go, what advice would you have for people who are listening to this podcast today? And they're basically relying, self-dependent on medication. What advice would you have or tell them that they need to start doing now?
Yeah. So firstly, I would say perhaps seek out a functional medicine practitioner, but let's just say that you don't have access to one and you're kind of left on your own devices. Listen to your body. Be your own advocate. If you're not satisfied with what your doctor's telling you, ask questions. Don't accept that feeling crappy is the norm. You know, don't accept that, you know, it's normal to have headaches every day, or it's normal to have knee pain, or it's normal to have heartburn, or it's not. You know, that's your body's way of telling you that something's off, out of balance, misaligned. It's crying out for attention. So my biggest piece of advice is for people to start hearing those cries and seek out help. Reliable help, not TikTok, not Facebook, but somebody who's skilled and educated in this area that can start to listen to those clues and do the right testing to really figure it out.
Oh my God, Lynn, can we do a part two with you?
Of course, yeah.
We have to go. And the part two will be, now that you've listened to your body, what next?
Yeah.
We are going to do a part two with Lynn.
Okay.
Because all of this is good, but how can people get, are you taking new patients? Where are you located? How can they get in contact with you? And I will have all of this in the show notes.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so right now I'm practicing in Maryland, the state of Maryland. So if you live in the state of Maryland, I can help you. I have two offices.
I do.
One is in Columbia and one is in Annapolis. I am taking patients. You might be have to wait a month or so. I'm booked out maybe, 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I am taking new patients. That's the best way to get, that hour long intake with me, and then we figure out what we need to check you for and move on. I'm also working on a side project called Lyra Health, I'm sorry, did I give the name of my practice? Turning Point Integrative Health Center. Did I say that?
You didn't. No,
yeah,
you did not.
Turning Point Integrative Health Center. That is where I'm located physically. And then my new project is called Lyra Health, L-E-R-A Health. That has not launched yet, but that will, that's our dream, to give this type of medicine to the masses. That'll be anywhere in the country through a digital health platform. You can have access to this type of root cause medicine to help you really, show up in life at 100% every day. So that has not launched yet, but you can go to lyrahealth.com and sign up for the wait list. That'll be end of the year if you don't live in Maryland.
And Turning Point Integrative Health, that's where you are.
That's
now.
Where I am now. Been here for 20 years. To see anyone who likes to come my way.
Do you take health insurance? Look, I'm going to go
there. No, we don't. So I guess that's another obstacle, right? People usually don't take insurance. There's no way we could survive in an insurance model. Why? Because I need more than 5 minutes with you.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that you can't submit it to your insurance after the fact, which a lot of our patients do. It's just that you have to pay up front and then submit and try to get reimbursed after the fact.
And that's so much worth it to find out exactly what's going on and how you can get rid of it. I mean, I'm sorry. There's not enough money that I can spend just for someone to sit down and tell me, this is what you need to start doing. This is what you need to stop doing. This is what's going on in your body. Stop drinking those lemon drops and French fries, for God's sake. But yeah,
exactly.
Lynn, it has been a pleasure.
Yeah,
like I said,
fun.
We're doing a part two with Lynn, and always like great information, especially as we age. We really need great information like this. So I appreciate you, Lynn, so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. It was fun. Happy to come back.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Juanita, and if you enjoyed today's show, like us, love us, and support us. We really do need the support right now because we are in season 2, and we would love to have you support this show. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell anybody that you know would appreciate hearing a show like this. Until then, you take care. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.